In Oregon, when a convicted felon, domestic abuser, or fugitive tries to buy a gun and is denied after a background check, a state trooper comes calling. Sometimes it leads to an arrest and prosecution. When this happens in Washington, it's a different story. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins continues his investigation with King 5 News in Seattle.
On October 3, 2015, a man named Kyle Gregory Woodard tried to buy a .45 pistol from a Bend, Oregon pawn shop. Woodard's purchase was denied after he failed a background check because of an outstanding arrest warrant. That triggered a follow-up investigation by an Oregon State Police trooper who confronted Woodard with the allegation that he had lied on the federal form to purchase the gun. In his report, the trooper wrote Woodard went pale and his face tightened. Last February, Woodard pled guilty to one misdemeanor count of providing false information. He was sentenced to 2 days in jail and fined $100.
We completely value people's Second Amendment rights, but this law allows us to keep guns out of the hands of people who should not have them.
That's Captain Bill Fugate with the Oregon State Police. He says it's a concern anytime someone who legally can't buy a gun tries to.
There could be a crime being planned, and a person will, if they're determined, will find a firearm, out there. And our goal is to stop that from happening.
Oregon's crackdown on prohibited gun buyers started in 2014. Now, anytime a gun purchase is blocked, dispatchers alert nearby troopers. Fugate says these are priority calls. But cross the Columbia River into Washington, try to buy a gun, and get rejected? Chances are, no one will come after you.
What do? Not a darn thing.
This was King County Sheriff John Urquhart in an interview with King 5 News late last year. In Washington, local police agencies conduct the background checks for pistol purchases. But Urquhart said when people fail those checks, there's no follow-up.
Primarily, it's a question of resources more than anything else.
It's not just King County. Our investigation has found there's little, if any, follow-up across Washington. Two of the state's top Democrats have taken note. Governor Jay Inslee and Attorney General Bob Ferguson recently released separate reports highlighting gaps in Washington's background check system. Here's Ferguson last November.
But it can't just be a lie and try system. I then go to the next dealer and the one after that until somehow something falls to cracks and I get that firearm I'm not legally entitled to have.
But soon, there could be a consequence. A bipartisan bill in the Washington State House would require gun dealers to alert the Washington State Patrol when a gun buyer fails the background check. The patrol would then investigate. Shannon Benefield is a domestic violence legal advocate who testified in support of the bill. She told the story of a client of hers who was put in a coma by her abuser.
It wasn't long after this incident the detectives working the case informed me that the defendant had attempted to buy a firearm 24 hours before he brutally beat my client.
Sheriff Urquhart and others in local law enforcement support having the state patrol do the follow-up investigation. But as Oregon has learned, it's one thing to investigate. It's quite another to prosecute.
These cases are difficult.
That's John Hummel, the district attorney in Deschutes County, where Kyle Gregory Woodard was charged. Hummel says he only files charges in about 20% of these cases. Since 2015, that's 38 people.
Yeah, we have to prove criminal intent. Did the potential purchaser know that they had a criminal conviction when they answered no to the question? Or did they make an honest mistake?
Honest mistakes, confusion, and even errors in the criminal database do happen. In fact, Oregon State Police field lots of calls from gun buyers who want to know why their purchase was denied or delayed. While we were there, we got to listen in on one such call.
So we will fix the error in the criminal history for you.
This gun buyer's purchase was delayed because of a previous drunk driving arrest. Oregon gun rights advocates say it's a waste of money to chase after these cases. And they say innocent people who've been detained and questioned by a trooper have been embarrassed. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.